World Adventurers Club is on the air. Once again, we welcome you to our luxurious lounge where members of this famous club meet periodically to relate tales of valor and mystery in places remote and strange. Draw up your chairs and prepare to hear another unusual story of the World Adventurers Club.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, gather around this cheery fireplace and make yourselves comfortable. Dr. Harrington has consented to entertain us this evening with a remarkable experience taken from his checkered career. Dr. Harrington, you may take the floor.
Oh, Doctor, we're glad to see you.
Leave it to Dr. Teller, rip-roaring yarns.
Let's have it, Doctor.
Yes, well, let's go. My story is not a pleasant one to relate. At the time of my narrative begins, I was spending the autumn months in a little hamlet located in the central lowlands of Scotland, a village surrounded by marsh and bog. Lured there by a sudden epidemic of swamp fever, I was experimenting with a new type of antitoxin for the mysterious malady when I encountered a phenomenon that appeared far more mysterious and dangerous than the prevailing illness. On this particular night, I was sitting before the fireplace in my cottage when a knock came at the door. Who's there?
Me.
Well, stranger, who are you? What can I do for you?
Hank the Nut is what the villagers call me. But my real name is how should I remember my real name? It's always Hank the Nut. Hank the Nut. You hear me?
Oh, I hear you quite distinctly.
Good. Then we understand each other. You see, I'm not crazy. It's the villagers. They're all crazy.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, sit down a moment. You interest me, Hank. Your speech leads me to believe that you have seen better days in a better land.
Oh, I'm just Hank the Nut to everyone, even myself. How can Hank the Nut be two other people? Listen, I must leave before it finds me here.
Before what finds you here?
Oh, name it what you will. How should I know? Some people call it the pale flame. Others call it the ghost light.
I'm afraid I don't follow you.
It's perhaps best. You may never return if you do. But listen, 13 people have disappeared in the past 3 months. Disappeared into the thin air or into the pale flame. What does it matter?
I recall these recent mysterious disappearances quite well. Between that and the cursed fever, the Grim Reaper has been taking quite a toll on this village.
Of course. You're the only other sane person in this town. Just you and I. That's why I came to warn you. Tonight, the pale flame is walking abroad. I saw it down the road only a few minutes ago. But it didn't see me.
Yeah. You were quite fortunate then, I take it.
Me? No. The pale flame was fortunate. If it ever sees me and attacks, I'll tear its heart out with this.
Yeah, be careful of that knife. Perhaps you'd better give it to me.
No. Then I would have nothing to protect myself with, and I should die, as the other 13 people died.
Tell me more about this pale flame.
Well, only at night it comes, but not every night. Only when the marshes are stinking the most. That's where it lives. Even the insects and frogs fear it. They stop croaking when it appears. They hide. When it sees you, it follows. It tries to clutch you with its blue tentacles like this.
Stop! Let go my throat! Be careful!
Yes, your throat. That's what it tries to clutch. And then it drags you down into the stench-ridden quagmire. And that is the end. That is the end.
Yes, just where can one find this pale flame, as you call it?
Ah, now you wish to accompany me. All right, we shall go together. Wait, what are you doing?
I'm just taking my rifle down from the wall. I thought...
No, I say you shall go unarmed. It is only I who has the right to kill it.
So, you wish to deprive me of my privilege?
Why, no, my good man. If you think you can cope with this fearsome enemy alone, the pleasure is all yours. I shall merely accompany you.
Good. And let us go at once.
Listen. Someone is running in this direction.
Ah! Already the light is doing its evil work.
Why, it's only a young boy.
Doctor! Doctor! Doctor!
Well,
save me!
What's the trouble, son?
A ghost flame. I saw it down near the big oak tree. It was floating over the bog. Oh, I'm afraid it took my father away.
Who is your father, lad?
Angus MacDonald, sir. He said he was coming to see you tonight. Hmm. And he hasn't returned home yet.
Hasn't returned yet? Oh. Why, I treated him for his rheumatism, and he left here fully an hour ago.
Sunday, his horse came home without his rider, and all in a lather from running hard. But Dad has disappeared.
Why, this is a serious situation.
It is the work of the pale flame.
Oh, the devil take you and your pale flame. This is a matter that requires instant and sensible attention. Son, you remain here in my house until I return.
I'm
going to investigate this matter.
Ah, now I get my revenge. Follow me, Doctor. We shall walk down this roadway for a little distance, and then you shall see what happens.
It's beastly dark on this road tonight, and the atmosphere seems heavier than usual.
And the quagmire stinks, and the pale flame walks abroad.
Hank, if that is your name, I believe these mysterious disappearances can be traced to a tangible source. From what the natives tell me, they have occurred for years, and the simple, superstitious folk are content to attribute them to evil spirits and such rot.
It's only a little further, just around the bend yonder.
What is just around the bend?
The haunt of the evil pale flame, brood of the sinister lowlands.
Listen, you can hear the frogs croaking in the quagmire.
Yes. We're safe so long as they continue croaking, but when they stop, it means they're hiding from this fiendish emissary from the darkness.
Well, here is the bend. Now, my friend, where is your devilish pale flame?
Shh! You hide with me behind this rotten stump at the side of the road and wait. Wait until the frogs stop croaking in the stagnant bog. If they stop, then you see.
What is that?
Just an owl.
Oh, I'm beginning to doubt my prudence in coming here with you.
Listen. Silence. Stark silence. Death hovers over the bog.
You're right. I can almost feel its clammy fingers myself.
Look! Look into that inky blackness on the other side of the road. Ah!
Oh, God, it's true. A pale, bluish, luminous form oozing from the slimy bog. Its jelly-like form undulating in this direction. Slowly, sluggishly.
I'll get it this time! I'll get it and tear its heart out!
Stop, man! Stop, I say! Don't go near it or you'll perish in the bog.
I've got it! Big man!
Oh, you fool! I told you not to follow that light. You're attacking a fanciful demon.
Help! I'm sinking in the
quagmire. Oh, my God, man, you're out too far from the road for me to reach you. Oh, Lord, how can I save him? How can I save him?
Man, what a weird narrative. I've got chills running up and down my spine.
But, Doctor, tell us, what was the ghost-like flame?
Well, gentlemen, it is classified under many terms. To the student, it is known as Ignis Fatuus, which is Latin for foolish fire.
By George, that name certainly fits it. Tell us more about it, Harrington.
Well, it is a luminous meteor frequently seen flitting about in the air over marshy bogs and stagnant waters. It is generally believed the effect is due to the spontaneous ignition of marsh gas.
produced by the disintegration of dead plant and animal matter. I think that Hank the Nut, who, incidentally, I later learned to be a shell-shocked American, was the last victim of this uncanny light. Before I left there, I endeavored to impress the natives with the harmlessness of their legendary demon, which, as you have already guessed by now, was nothing more than what we call a will-o'-the-wisp.
By golly, I've heard the name 100 times, but to me it was merely a figure of speech.
Yes, the same here. That certainly was a strange experience, I must say. And it seems a pretty high standard for me to follow with my story at the next meeting, boys.
And so concludes another strange tale of the World Adventurers Club. Don't fail to listen in on the next meeting of this famous group when you will hear an equally strange story of a strange land.